So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
What's your favorite? That's right. I'm asking you, what is your favorite? What's your favorite beer? What's your favorite wine? What's your favorite place to go get ice cream? You know, where do you love to go to see live bands perform? Well, there's a little catch to those questions, and I'll get to that in a minute. I want to talk to you first about my friends at Route 24 Ale House. If you haven't been there yet, you need to get there. Route 24 Ale House is located at 2A Bel Air South Parkway in Bel Air, Maryland. Now, I know I have listeners out of state. I have listeners out of the country. So when you guys come and visit, trust me, go there. And if you live here, if you're local, get there. They have 32 different beers on tap. And the food, great burgers, great wings. I mean, everything they have is just amazing. And they cater too. And they also have daily specials. Just trust me, get there. You'll love it. Again, that is Route 24 Ale House. Call them at 443-922-7981. Again, that's 443-922-7981. Or go to their website, Root, that's R-O-U-T-E, and then the number 24, Ale, A-L-E, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. Root 24 alehouse.com. As a matter of fact, we are giving away at the end of each month for at least the next year a $25 gift card to Route 24 Ale House. All you got to do is email us at special@harfordcountyliving.com and in the subject put Route 24 Ale House and then put all your information in there. And of course, go there and get some great food. The gift cards you can only use for food. Okay, you can't use them for beer, but you can use them for food. Just trust me, just get there.
This is the Harford County Living Show, voted as Harford County's favorite local podcast, introducing you to local businesses, organizations, artists, musicians, and more. Harford County Living, there's no place like it. Here's your host, Rich Bennett.
As I'm sure most of you know, there is a company out of Chicago that actually does a sort of an awards thing for the best of, and it's local companies. Well, take it back, it's supposed to be local companies based here in Harford County. Back in 2016, I launched the Harford County Living Community Choice Awards. And the reason I launched that was because a lot of companies that were listed in the other awards thing weren't even based out of Harford County. They were national chains. And since we are local, we are based right here in Harford County, I wanted to start something that would focus strictly on Harford County businesses. So locally owned, you know, right here in Harford County, that was the idea. So that was back in 2016. And since then, we've been doing it. Well, I'm doing it again this year. We added a couple new categories. But right now, I'm asking everybody to go in there and nominate for your favorite local, because there's still a lot of nominations, a lot of great businesses that have not even been nominated yet. And the nominations end the end of December. And then in January, we will open up the voting, and voting will end February 28th. Now, some categories have already been filled. We did, I think it was best wine, best local beer, best brewery, best winery, best liquor store. We asked for nominations for that back in, I believe it was July and August, and the voting has started for that already. Or we asked for that in July, and voting started in August. So you can go in there and vote for your favorites on them now. Now, there's some other categories that you really can't make a nomination for because there's, well, it's limited to how many of them are here. Prime example of that is your favorite local radio station. Right here in Harford County, there are only four radio stations: WAMD, WHFC, WHGM, and WXCY. Those are the only four stations based right here in Harford County. Now, the other thing we want you to do, though, with the radio stations, we did it last year, we want you to nominate your favorite local radio personality. And, of course, it's got to be somebody from one of those four stations. One of the things we are doing different this year, and we tried it last year, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't read the rules. Some of these are requiring that you put in a website. So when you nominate your favorite local business, organization, whatever, put in their website. And it'll tell you there whether to put in a website. Not a social media page. Their website. That's what we want. Now, we know, like with your favorite local radio personality, you can't put a website. So put the personality's name in there and what station they are at. And then we'll go ahead and research it from there. And we're hoping for a couple things. Number one, the reason we asked for the website is because this way people can click on the link to find out more about this business, especially if they didn't know about them in the past. Believe it or not, there are still a lot of businesses in Harford County that other people don't know about, especially up in Bel Air and Havre de Grace. There are a lot of businesses there that people in the county don't know about. Actually, people that in other businesses in Bel Air and Havre de Grace don't even know about other businesses there. But I'll talk about that in a later podcast. So go ahead and nominate your favorites and then vote for the ones you can now. And again, your voting will start in January and run through the end of February. Now, for those of you that are listening in other states or other countries, you know, I know you may be saying, well, Rich, I don't know anything there, but there are a lot of you that do. I know I have friends over in Italy and England and parts of Asia that actually visit here in Harford County. So this is another way for those of you that haven't been here yet, but you want to visit to find out more about, you know, the businesses and organizations that are around here. Now, unfortunately for the parks, you can't include a link for that, but put your favorite park in there, whether it be Mariner Point Park, Eden Mill Park. There are several parks around here, you know, so make sure you just put it in there. We'll research it. Believe me, if it's a fake name or a phony name, we'll know about it, and we'll be able to not include it on there. So, and if you're having problems nominating, please email me and let me know. I know in the past, well, not this year, but last or 2 years ago, people were having problems making nominations. Now, keep in mind, you know, any nominations you make may not show up right away until we approve them. Because, again, if it's requiring a website and you don't put the website in there, the nomination is not going to count. If it's not a locally based and locally owned business here in Harford County, it's not going to count. Prime example, your favorite local coffee shops. Okay, I know there's only a few around here. That one that has the fancy cups around Christmas time, you know, that is everywhere throughout the country, actually probably throughout the world, they are not local. That's not a locally owned coffee shop. That is, you know, there's a corporate office somewhere else and it ain't here in Maryland. So those don't count. We went to small ones, the small mom and pop shops. And just to give you an idea of what we're asking for this year, I'm going to run down the list from the top to the bottom. And these are the ones right now. This is what you can vote for. Your favorite local beer. You know, we're seeing breweries pop up everywhere. So vote for your favorite local beer as well as your favorite local wine. There was only two nominations for favorite local wine. I know there's a lot of wineries here, but apparently these two wineries that were nominated for favorite local wine must make the best wine out there. And of course, your favorite local brewery. Vote for your favorite local brewery. Like I said, they're popping up everywhere, so I think you're going to see even more next year on this list. Your favorite local liquor store. We know there are a lot of liquor stores in here in Harford County. And your favorite local winery. So those you can vote for now. Go in there and vote for them. Now, the ones that we're asking for nominations for, right now, your favorite local ice cream stop. Whether it's a creamery, whether it's a restaurant, it could be even the little stand on the side of the road. You know, if they deliver ice cream, or that if you can get ice cream there, and they have a website, then nominate them. And again, we want you to put the website in there. Favorite local nail salon. We've had this one for a while, and there are a ton of them out there. So go ahead and nominate your favorite, as well as your favorite local tanning salon. There's a lot of them out there. Well, actually, not as many as I thought. Take that back. There's not. There's more local nail salons and hair salons, but not as many tanning salons as I thought. Your favorite local fitness facility. Now, this, they must offer more than two types of fitness programs. So whether it's, you know, like spin class and yoga, or, you know, the weight programs, you know, so whatever, they have to offer, you know, at least or more than two types of fitness programs. And again, that's going to require a website. Your favorite local live performance venue. So that could be an arena. It could be a nightclub. It could be a facility where they just have, you know, musical groups there to play. Either way, put it in the website for that as well. Your favorite local performance venue. Your favorite local yoga studio. You're seeing, and this is yoga exclusive. You're seeing yoga studios pop up as well, too. So your favorite local yoga studio. And one of my favorites, your favorite local family entertainment place. It could be a golf, you know, miniature golf course. It could be a movie theater. It could be an escape room, whatever. Your favorite local family entertainment place. So this is somewhere where you could take the family. Your favorite local coffee shop, of course. I know we all know of coffee shops. I know they're in Bel Air. They're in Havre de Grace. I think there's even one in Abingdon. But there are a few of them out there. So put your favorite local coffee shop. Go ahead and nominate that. Again, must be a website. Favorite local farm market. You know, I'm big on supporting local, but I'm really big on supporting the local farmers too. So your favorite local farm market. Now, there's a new place that opened up in Bel Air. It's got farm market in their name, I believe, but that's not a farm market because that does not carry local produce. You have Bel Air Farm Market, Havre de Grace Farm Market, Jones Family Farm, Wills. You know, those are farm markets. Your favorite local consignment shop. Again, need the website for these as well. So, and there are several consignment shops out there. And if you haven't been to any, go to them. People love to go to the flea markets. They love to go to yard sales. Go to the consignment shops as well because, again, you're helping to support local businesses. Favorite local plumbing company? Again, need a website for that. Favorite local hair salon? And we had a ton of nominations last year. But, again, we're requiring a website for that. Not social media page, a website. Your favorite local landscape company. One of the reasons that we started this back in 2016 was for local landscape companies and local radio stations. So your favorite local landscape company, put that in there. Your favorite local service organization. Now, that's different than a nonprofit. A service organization is somebody that provides a service, like your Lions, your Leos, your... I believe it's I can't think of the name right now, but they provide a service to the homeless a lot. So put that on there. Now, this one, this next category will be changing next year. So this is the last year for it. Your favorite local 501c3. Next year, we're going to change that to your favorite local charitable organization. So even if you nominate somebody that is not a 501c3, but they are a charitable organization and they're registered, then we will count them. And again, that requires a website, not a social media page. Now, the following nominations do not require a website or social media page. But, of course, they must be located right here in Harford County, and it will be verified. And that is your favorite local park. And, again, there are a lot of beautiful parks here in Harford County. And if you haven't been to them, I encourage you, please go to them. And your favorite local radio personality. Now, like I said, the four stations are WAMD, WHFC, WHGM, and WXCY. I don't believe WAMD has any local disc jockeys, any local radio personalities. And I think WHGM may have two or three, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, just put your favorite local radio personality and the station that they work at. So make sure you put that on there. And the following one requires either a website or RSS feed, not a social media page, their website or RSS feed. And that is your favorite local podcast. So go ahead and add your favorite local podcast as well. And then you can also vote now for your favorite local radio station. So again, tell us, get on there and let us know who your favorite locals are right here in Harford County. Nominate them now, because at the end of December, we're not going to take any more nominations and the voting will start in January. And the ones that are nominated, click on their websites if you haven't been there yet. Find out more about them and go visit them. You know, that's the big thing. We want to support local as much as possible. And if you click on the links, you can learn more about them, find out more about them, and hopefully go out there and visit them and support them. And if you own a business or organization, you're allowed to nominate yourself. There's nothing that says you can't nominate yourself. So I encourage you to please do so as well. Technically, it's free advertising for you. That's the way I look at it. So hopefully we'll get this growing even bigger. And we want to focus on local, not the chains. So please, please go ahead and nominate your favorites and vote for your favorites and keep supporting local. I want to thank everybody that's helped support the podcast since I started this back in 2015. And right now you can help even more by going to buymeacoffee.com/HarCoLiving. That's Har, H-A-R, Co, C-O, then Living. Short for Harford County Living, of course. What I'll do at the end of each episode, I will read the names of the monthly supporters. It could be as low as $1, $3, you know, whichever you prefer. And as of now, I want to thank our first monthly supporter, Recreating Wellness. Thank you, Anne Marie.